Hello friends, today we are going to start a new chapter, and that is called as chapter number 9, clubbing of income. Clubbing of income. What is the meaning of clubbing? Clubbing means attaching. Clubbing means joining the income. So, club means the income in certain situations, in certain circumstances, on happening of certain events, the income so arising shall be attached to some person, and that is called as clubbing of income. That means if Mr. A's income is attached with Mr. B on certain event, then that is called as clubbing, attachment, joining of the income. Now, you know very well, dear friends, if I earn the income, I will have to pay the tax. It is my duty because I become an assessee. Once my taxable income is more than the threshold limits as an individual, I will only be liable to pay the tax because I become an assessee under section 2, subsection 7 of the Income Tax Act. However, let us see a particular situation. Now, suppose Mr. X is in the financial year 2011-2012, he has earned from salary ₹8 lakhs in a year. He has earned from debenture interest ₹4 lakhs. Now, the total taxable income of Mr. X for financial year 11-12, that is assessment year 12-13, is ₹12 lakhs. Now, Mr. X will have to pay the tax. This is called as, total taxable income. We assume that this is the only income without any deductions under section 80C, 80D, 80E, etc. Now, the tax payable by Mr. X on the first ₹2 lakhs will be nil. From 2 lakhs to 5 lakhs, the tax will be 30% because 10%. From 5 lakhs to 10 lakhs, the tax will be at 20%, that is 1 lakh. And above 10 lakhs, that is 2 lakhs, is the balance amount, the tax will be at 60,000. That means he has to pay total tax of ₹1,90,000 along with education cess. Now, Mr. A plans this way, that instead of this, suppose Mr. A says that let different situation, situation number 2, his salary income is ₹8 lakhs. And the debenture interest is transferred, this debenture interest is transferred to Mrs. X. So Mrs. X income is 4 lakhs. Now, he has not considered this income in his hands. Instead, he has transferred this income of 4 lakhs, which was on account of debenture interest, in the hands of Mrs. X. Please mind it well. The debentures are still in the name of Mr. X. However, the income is transferred to Mrs. X for avoiding the tax. Now look here. What will be the tax consequence here in this situation? Mr. X will be liable to pay tax on first 2 lakhs, no tax. 2 lakhs to 5 lakhs, again 30%, 10%. And 5 lakhs to 8 lakhs, it is 20%, that is 60,000. So now, he has to pay tax only 90,000 rupees. And what will be the tax impact in case of his wife? His wife will not be liable to pay tax on first 2 lakhs rupees. And from 2 lakhs to 4 lakhs rupees, it is 20,000. That means he has paid 90,000 as tax for his income, and his wife would pay only 20,000 rupees. The entire family has paid only 1,10,000 instead of 1,90,000. So they have saved 80,000 rupees by way of tax. But Income Tax Act says you cannot do so. And even if you do so, what I will do, the income which is transferred in the name of Mrs. X, even the checks are coming in the name of Mrs. X, even Mrs. X has spent the entire amount of 4 lakhs rupees. Income tax would say that I will charge the tax on this 4 lakhs rupees only in the hands of Mr. X, who is a transferor. Please understand. If the income is transferred to any person without transferring the assets, then such income which is transferred to other person has to be added in the hands of Mr. X, only the transferor, and the tax will be charged on the income which is transferred to the transferor. So please understand, even if the transferee has spent the entire amount of 4 lakhs rupees, this has nothing to do with that, because for tax purposes, income tax will not stop them to transfer. Income tax will say, boss, this is the income of Mr. X. And once it is the income of Mr. X, and who has earned it? Mr. X has only earned it. Now, if the income is transferred to Mrs. X, subsequently, this is merely an application of income. So, mind it well, dear students. Income tax believes, the basic principle of income tax is that the person who has earned the income must pay the tax. Here, the income was transferred to Mrs. X. Mrs. X will not be liable to pay the tax. Mr. X will be liable to pay the tax because the income was transferred, which was earned by Mr. X. So this is how people avoid the tax. But income tax says, in this case, this income, even it is transferred, shall be clubbed, shall be attached, shall be joined. Again, in the hands of Mr. X only, who is the transferor. So this is how the clubbing provision is there. So let us understand the rules of clubbing provisions. I hope you are understanding me. Very simple. If you understand the simple logic that income tax is concerned only with the person who has earned the income and it should be taxed, there are certain exceptions also, but in general, it should be taxed only in the hands of the person who earns the income. Now, let us move further. Now we will play with a particular section in income tax, which is called as Section 61 of the Income Tax Act. What is Section 61? Section 61 says, transfer of income without transferring the assets which earn the income. Transfer of income without transferring the assets which earn the income. I'll give you an example. Suppose Mr. X owns a house and this house is owned by Mr. X. Mr. X has put this house on rent and earns the income, and that income shall be treated as income from house property under Section 14C of the Income Tax Act. Now, suppose the rental income yearly is say 15 lakhs rupees. Rent. Now, if this rental and Mr. X individual income is say 10 lakhs rupees by way of salary, and this is rent. Now, what Mr. X plans? That I will transfer this rent, that is land, that is the tenant is asked to pay the check of rent, not in the name of Mr. X, but say in the name of Mr. Y. Here, the income is transferred, but the ownership of the asset is always with Mr. X. So, Section 61 says, if the income is transferred, if only income is transferred without transferring the assets, then that income must be attached in the hands of the transferor only. Please understand. Even Mr. X says that I will take this income back from you after 5 years or 2 years or 1 year, then also this income shall be added only in the hands of the transferor. So please understand, Section 61 says transfer of income without transferring the assets shall be added in the hands of the transferor only. And mind it well, dear students, the transferee can be any person. So the clubbing provision is there so that people should not misuse the act. So if income is there at a higher level of slab, and if I transfer to somebody, then that income will obviously be, the tax on that income will obviously be lower, because the other person shall also calculate the tax considering the slabs available to him. So is it not a tax planning? But this tax planning is not approved. Income tax says, even if you are transferred, I will tax the person who has transferred the income. Because, dear students, the assets have not been transferred. This is section 60A(1) of the Income Tax Act. Is that clear? Now, dear students, there was a small mistake on my part while quoting the section. I told you that section 61 applies for transfer of income without transferring the assets which are producing the income. Everything is right except the section. So please read, instead of section 61, that is section 60 of the Income Tax Act. So this is section 60 of the Income Tax Act. I beg your pardon. Here, please again, I repeat it. Section 60 says that if the income is transferred to any other person without transferring the assets, then that income shall be clubbed in the hands of the transferor only under the provisions of section 60 of the Income Tax Act and not 61. This you please correct. Now, once you have understood section 60, let me come to section 61. What is section 61? Section 61 says that there is a revocable transfer. Revocable transfer of assets. Please understand. What is the meaning of revocable transfer? Now, revocable transfer means revocable. I can revoke, I can terminate, I can take, what do you call it, my assets back. So listen, just I'll give you an example. This is my house. And I have given to Mr. X for 5 years. And Mr. X earns the income. Who earns the income? The transferee earns the income from the house, from the asset which is transferred. But that transfer is revocable. That means I have given this ownership for a limited period. Then I can, after the period is over, I will reassume the ownership. That is called as revocable transfer. In a very common parlance, can we say revocable transfer of assets means the assets are transferred, not permanently, to the transferee, but transferred only for a limited purpose or a limited time. And once the purpose or the time is over, the transferor would get the right to reassume the ownership, and that is called as revocable transfer of assets. Now, why it happens? Let us understand very important point. Dear students, we learnt in section 60 that if the income is transferred without transferring the assets, then such income would be added in the hands of the transferor by virtue of section 60. So what the taxpayers started doing, they found a new idea that we will not transfer the income alone, we will also transfer the assets which produce the income, but that asset transfer shall be revocable. That means, at the liberty of the transferor can get the ownership of the assets back. Is it not to circumvent section 60 of the Income Tax Act? Is it not to surpass the section 60 of the Income Tax Act? The answer is yes. But mind it well, Income Tax Act again, what do you call it, has enacted section 61, which says that if you have transferred the assets under revocable transfer, in that case, whatever the income is generated from such revocable assets shall also be added, shall also be clubbed, shall also be joined, shall also be coupled, shall also be attached with the income of the transferor. So you can't play mischief that yes, I will transfer. Suppose I have got, say, debentures, 16% debentures, say 1000 debentures, I get 16,000 rupees, face value is say 100. Now, so I will get the interest, so 1000 debentures at the rate of face value is 10, so 10,000 rupees is the debenture, 16% I will get 1600 rupees interest. Now what I do, I transfer the debentures, income producing assets, to the other person, so that the assets are also transferred, and I assume that the income would also be taxed in his hands, but this is not true. Section 61 comes in between. Section 61 says, if the assets are transferred with a revocable transfer, then the income so produced by such assets shall be added in the hands of the transferor only. So you must understand the meaning of revocable. Revocable means the transferor has got the right to take the assets back. That is called as revocable. I can break the contract. That is called as revocable. Is that clear? Now, but suppose I give the asset to Mr. X. Mind it well. Gift is a contract. And once the assets are given under the gift, you cannot take it back. So if the assets are gifted to Mr. X, who is one of my friends, then the income on such assets cannot be added in my hands, because the gift is what? The gift is always irrevocable. You can't break it, you can't take it back. If you have given me the assets as a gift and I'm your friend, and I produce the income from the assets you have given to me, then that income cannot be taxed in my hands. Let us take an example. I have given my house to one of my friends under gift. Gift. Now gift, you know very well, there is no consideration required. And gift is irrevocable. And the gift is absolute. But the gift is a contract. Why I say that the gift is a contract? Even though there is no consideration. So even though in the gift there is no consideration of the money, still gift is a contract, because there is a consideration in a latent form, that is love and affection. So love and affection is also treated as a gift. So if the gift is, the assets have been given to my friend, my house has been given to my friend as a gift. Now the gift is absolute. The gift cannot be revoked. I cannot take it back. Once I have given, I have given. In such case, if my friend puts that house on rent, that income cannot be added to my hands, because it is not revocable transfer. Please understand. So once it is a revocable transfer, then only the amount can be added. But if it is an irrevocable transfer, then it cannot be added. Is that clear? This is how we pursue section 61.